the change of how much I appreciate the help I got from Nalas besides him.
Quote number 13 from Bala Sulam, letter 51. The mitzvah, go out of the permanent housing and sit in temporary housing. That is, know that it is only temporary housing, and the banished one will not be cast out from him. It is as was said, even if the whole world tells you that you are righteous, be wicked in your own eyes. This is also the meaning of the words, and you will be completely joyful. This is why the festival of the harvest, Sukkot, is called the time of our joy. To tell you that one should sit in the shade of the sukkah in great joy, just as the king's house, the kingdom's most eminent, sit is as dwell, without any difference whatsoever. And yet, he should know that he is sitting in the shade of the sukkah, meaning the waste of barn and winery. However, under his shade I delighted to sit, because he hears his word, go out of the permanent housing and sit in temporary housing. And both are the words of the living God, and his exit delights him as much as his entrance.
Said in the beginning, excerpt 14, this is from Rabash, the Ushpizin. Bala Sulam interpreted the matter of Ushpizin, the Sukkot guests, that it is a matter that is introduced in the Zohar by a way by which to pass for the light of Chokhmah cannot shine in it consistently. For this reason, the guests love that he will have a spacious place. But when they come and the place is narrow, they cannot enter. This means that the light of Chokhmah cannot shine unless by clothing of Chasadim. And Chasadim is called wide, and light of Chokhmah is called Ushpizin. Therefore, if he has no Chasadim, it cannot clothe.
Quote number 15 from Rabash again. The fruit of the citron tree. These four kinds, some of them have taste and smell, like the citron, which corresponds to the righteous, in whom there is the spirit of Torah and the taste of good deeds. The tree on which the palm branch grows has taste but no smell. This corresponds to the intermediate in Israel, in whom there is the taste of mitzvot but not the spirit of Torah. The myrtle has smell but no taste. It corresponds to those who have the spirit of Torah but no mitzvot. The willow has neither taste nor smell. This corresponds to the uneducated people, in whom there is neither the spirit of Torah nor the taste of mitzvot. We bundle the four together, implying that the Creator does not reconcile with Israel until they are all one bundle. As was said, who builds his ascents in the heaven and establishes his group, his bundle on the earth. When does the Creator become ascended? When we are all one bundle. Maybe also quote number 16, Bala Sulam Shamadi 85, what is the fruit of goodly trees, of citron trees in the work? Before one is rewarded, he has two hearts, and this is called lo lev, no heart, meaning that the heart is not devoted solely to the Creator. And when he is rewarded with the discernment of lo, to him, meaning a heart to the Creator, this is the lulav. Also, one should say, when will my actions reach the actions of my fathers? Through it, one is rewarded with being a branch of the holy patriarchs. And this is the meaning of boughs of fig trees, which are the three myrtles. Yet, at the same time, one should be in the form of willows of the brook, tasteless and scentless. And one should delight in this work, even though he feels no flavor or fragrance in this work. And then this work is called the letters of your unified name, by which we are awarded complete unification with the Creator. Again, Rabash, what is a lily among the thorns in the work? A person must be cautious to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven unconditionally. This is called unconditional surrender. That is, one need not say, if the Creator gives me a good taste in Torah and prayer, I will be able to do the holy work. Otherwise, I cannot be a servant of the Creator. This is as it is written in the Zohar, lift up a song for him who rides through the prairies, which are Netzach and Hod, which are thighs. They do not bear fruit. It is all like the willows in the palm branch. It is known that the willows in the lulav, the palm branch, imply that the work should be done even in the manner of willows. Although the willows have neither taste nor smell, as Bala Sulam said of what is written, to entertain you with the willows of the brook. That is, even if he feels no flavor in the work, and it is like the willows of the brook, devoid of taste or smell during the work, they should be to men as great entertainments. This is called unconditional surrender, and this is the meaning of what is written, rejoice before him, meaning be happy as though they have great attainments. This is the meaning of entertainment before the Creator, and thus we should believe.
ציטוט 18 מתוך בעל הסולם שמעתי מאמר יוטט מהו שהקדוש ברוך הוא
Quote number 18 בעל הסולם שמעתי 19 what is that the creator hates the bodies in the work. This matter is implied in the citron. It is written about the citron, a fruit of the citrus tree, that it should be clean above its nose. It is known that there are three discernments. One, adornment. Two, scent. And three, taste. Taste means that the lights are poured from above downward, meaning below the peh, mouth, where there are the palate and the taste. This means that the lights come in the vessels of reception. Scent means that the lights come from below upward. This means that the lights come in the vessels of bestowal, in the form of receiving and not bestowing below the palate and the throat. This is discerned as, and he shall smell in the fear of the Lord, said about the Messiah. It is known that scent is ascribed to the nose. Adornment is beauty, discerned as above one's nose, meaning scentless. It means that there is neither taste nor smell there. Thus, what is there by which one can survive? There is only the adornment in it. And this is what sustains him.